I'm going to throw it really hard.
All right, we are back.
We're back.
Donovan's in charge.
It's 5:37 on the Hardline, baby. Everybody's like gone. I was trying to help out.
Man.
You would take the wheel. Like, sorry. Take the wheel.
You can catch it. I know you can catch it. I know you could.
One, all two, right. One, two. What's happening here? One, two, one, two,
Bob,
one, two.
Bring us back. It's your show.
I was trying, and then I heard.
What's the matter, Bob?
I'm fine. 5:36 here on the Hardline.
We've got one bet that we need to execute before we get into Roadhouse.
All right? Okay.
So, it's never been said before.
Miss, I'm going to have, you're going to have to perform a stunt with us, okay? Yeah.
Oh, dude,
it'll take literally
one second. Don't be Super Bowl blowhard.
I'm going to need you to stand right here beside me and catch this ball that I have $10 saying that you will catch this ball.
Anyone to bet against Corby?
No, don't of course not. No.
I could bet against him and throw it like
no.
Peyton
Let's
Manning.
Go. She's right. Working. Okay. Let's go.
Oh,
she caught it.
That was a terrible throw.
Well
right
done.
I put it right here.
That was a dumb throw.
Dumb throw. Put it right on the money.
No, she had to go up like you got mossed.
She had a defender in the area.
You got mossed.
Man.
Boy, Syracuse is losing their patience with us.
Yeah, they're more professional than we are.
Is that Syracuse radio?
They're in college. Yeah. I'm sorry.
F, are you kidding me? And they're big time.
Sorry.
We're working here.
We're on the clock right now. We can't horse around.
Unbelievable. Okay.
You want to do this here?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm the next Mike Tirico, so I don't have time for you.
Your football stunts.
Your ticket stuff.
So there's a Roadhouse remake, a reboot, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I never saw the first one.
Yeah, it's your problem.
I missed out. Sorry.
Your problem.
Bob hadn't either.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor plays the bad guy.
Until?
But we played the trailer for it. We were laughing our ass off, and I'm like, Bob, you've got to see the original. You just have to.
What year?
89.
I swear I've heard about this movie more than any movie I had never seen, because it just comes up in conversation so much, including Corby's grandfather, right?
Yeah, we were having a party.
Your grandfather's in it?
My grandpa was 98 or 99 at the time, and someone was like, we were getting ready to have dinner, and something like my sister was like, I'll go get grandpa. And she's like, grandpa, come on, it's time for dinner. And he goes, don't bother me, I'm watching Roadhouse. Don't talk to me right now, I'm watching Roadhouse. Wow, he likes Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's been referenced a lot, and as someone who has enjoyed Point Break so much, most Swayze people will tell me that his actual top role that he ever played was Dalton.
Dalton. Roadhouse. Dalton.
Yes.
What's Dalton's last name in this show?
Schultz. Isn't his last Dalton. Name Dalton?
Yeah, you know what? It's James Dalton.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Dalton. I swear it's Dalton, EA. So I finally, through a lot of talk, some negotiations, I committed to watching it for Super Bowl week and for this edition of Bob's World. And it's a 1989 movie.
Bob's World.
And it's just ridiculous. It's just, can we play the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I would like to play the original 1989 trailer to kind of give you a feel for what we're talking about here. It's Patrick Swayze in the role of a lifetime.
Can I buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Patrick Swayze is
Dalton.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
He may be hard to handle.
I keep talking, you're going to go off thinking I'm a nice guy.
I know you're not a nice guy.
But he's easy to like.
What's the matter, Dalton? Don't you like women?
Worst I ever had was wonderful.
He's not what you'd expect.
I thought you'd be bigger.
But there's one thing you can count on. He's the best friend a good time ever had.
Aren't you guys tired?
Doc, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead. This is my town.
I'm not afraid of him.
I guess you'll be having that fire sale now, all right?
You got your hands, little kid.
I just think I'm looking at a dead man.
Patrick Swayze.
For that line of work, I thought you'd be bigger.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Roadhouse.
Even in my 20s, which I was in 1989, that sounds like the worst effing movie I've ever heard in my life.
Ever. It's the worst best movie of all time. So in the pantheon
I think that's fair.
Of terrible movies,
yeah.
This is at the very top.
Okay.
It's hilariously awful.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all those late 80s tropes, all the things you're looking for, which include girls.
A lot of catchphrases.
Catchphrases, you know. Fight scenes,
yeah.
Drinking, and more girls.
Yeah.
And irrationally bad guys for no reason other than they just want to be
badasses,
mean to people.
Yeah.
Sounds like the ice ball.
It does.
Yep. Like,
we just got out of that scene.
Like, he is a coveted bouncer in the role of coveted bouncer to come rescue this bar in Florida that...
Jasper, Missouri.
Missouri, that's right.
They couldn't keep control, so they needed a real badass.
They needed a real badass.
But he's the reluctant badass.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to be a badass, but he just is.
But he can.
And he's sensitive. He reads books.
Yes, yeah. I would like... Yeah, he has a philosophy degree, I believe.
From NYU,
yes. The plot line here claims James Dalton is a professional cooler with a mysterious past who is enticed from his job in New York City by Frank Tillman to take over security at his club. So Frank Tillman has fallen into some money. And there's a club in Jasper, Missouri that apparently only exists for fights. Like, all it is dudes in there, and the scene, it's hilarious because they have these little chairs and tables that are, you know, across the dance floor, and people are actually sort of sitting there having beer, but then one person bumps into one, and it's a full hockey game, and just everybody's just going fighting. Nuts.
It's like the bar in Yellowstone.
It's so
every
stupid.
Every time it every turns into a brawl.
And there's
have you guys
tables.
Ever been in, can I take a 20? Have you guys ever been in a bar where there's been a fight?
No.
Nothing more than a scuffle.
Speaking of Cody Jinks, we opened for him at Adair's, and there was a fight. But it doesn't, like, turn into a bench.
Everybody jumps in.
Right.
It's like four dudes who
just
were
a full
into it, and they got escorted out in, like, 5 minutes.
Right, right.
And they always,
not here.
They
the whole bar doesn't fight.
And they grab the guy by his back belt loop and sort of get him out of there, right?
Yeah.
But this one is ridiculous because, first of all of these cheerleaders are in there, of course, and they can't wait to date these clowns. And then the clowns are in there, and none of them have sleeves because they're all lifting all day, and they have to wear shirtless or sleeveless shirts to drink. And then it's actually hilarious because they're like the scene setter scene. One guy's in there dancing, and he's just got jeans and boots on. Like he's
no
just,
shirt.
He just has no shirt, but he's on the dance floor with his girl, and he's just. Just has to show off the abs, man, because I'm just dancing. And so Swayze is not actually a bouncer. He's a cooler, which as far as I can tell is actually the GM of the entire operation because the guy with the money calls Swayze in and then almost like we want with Jerry, he kind of hires a football man and then just stands back and whatever Swayze wants to do with the actual bouncers and all the bar staff and everything is he starts sniffing out who is taken out of the register, gotta go. Who is, dealing drugs in the back, he's out of here as well.
And he spots him immediately.
Yes, he's
streetwise.
He's like Jason Bourne.
Well, he's like Jimmy Johnson with the psychology degree.
Yeah,
he's a
talent evaluator extraordinaire.
Yeah, and so he starts firing half the staff. Well, one of the staff who's stealing from the register, he's actually like the nephew of the irrational bad guy in the movie.
Tech 9 just walked by.
Wow. The irrational bad guy goes...
That was a dismissive wow.
You're not helping the story.
Sorry.
You're not advancing the story.
Sorry.
But once the irrational bad guy wants to now take over the club and just sort of make everything miserable, now Swayze's got this conflict because he's just trying to run a nice club. And by halfway through the movie, people have stopped fighting, and now they're just at this this club dancing and listening to music. In fact, the chicken wire now has been removed, and now we're no longer throwing beer bottles at the musicians.
Yeah, the blind guy can play in
the
peace.
Blind guy can play, and is that a famous guy I should know?
Yeah. Ray Charles.
No,
he's a white blind guy.
Ray
Healy.
Jeff Healy.
Jeff Healy.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's exactly who it is. It's Jeff Healy.
Blind Miller Jeff. I want my daddy's records.
And so Swayze's mysterious past. I love this. Hold on. Okay, so the irrational bad guy is named Brad Wesley. And Wesley summons Dalton to his home and reveals knowledge of Dalton's past regarding an incident in which he killed a man in self-defense by ripping his throat out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
now it's real.
So now we know that this exceptional fighter, this cooler who just wants to be nice to everybody.
You want to go nuclear.
Listen, I don't want to use my fighting skills.
No.
But if I have to, it's going to end with me ripping your throat out of your neck, okay? So you don't want that. You don't want me to be actually holding your throat as you experience the idea of a wide open cavity where your throat used to be. You
Does
don't
he
want
show
that.
Him like the St. Louis Dispatch, the article about him doing that? Is that what intimidates people?
How did he get the inside knowledge on what Dalton's mysterious past?
I don't remember.
And why does every guy in the 80s movies have a mysterious past that he's running from?
Right, and there's always one rich guy that can figure out what that past all is about.
He's got the microfiche.
Yeah.
Pulls up the article.
Yes, and so Wesley now wants to use Dalton to kind of double cross and extort him to kind of get control of the Double Deuce. That's Dalton. The name of the club, by the way, the Double Deuce. And Wesley,
you might have one of those later.
Double Deuce.
Yeah.
I had one earlier.
That's right, Michael.
That's great.
Well, Wesley, Dalton declines because he's a man of honor and integrity. He's not going to turn on the club. Well, then Wesley increases the intensity of his attacks and his sabotages. He's not going to give
him
liquor
anymore.
He's
starting a war in his own town.
Right.
Like, literally, it's a war.
Just because
with
Dalton.
Explosions.
Yes.
Right.
And giant monster trucks.
And honestly,
this movie's worse than I thought.
Honestly, explaining the plot is really unnecessary because the point of point of the entire movie is to show girls and fight scenes.
Oh yeah.
That's all we're doing here is we're Don't just trying to show
That's why your grandpa was into
what,
it.
Yeah. What people wanted in the late 80s were girls and fights. Yeah. And maybe more drinking to get back to the fights and to the girls that are into fighting guys and drinking guys.
It's a few years before, but Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
And that was basically, badasses and Top Gun.
Yeah, so in the end, in the big fight scene, I don't want to spoil a 35-year-old movie here.
That's okay.
But in the fight scene, the biggest henchman is first of all, he's got the pool cue martial arts, and it's like Rob from Always Sunny is always doing the exact same moves, which is probably where he got it. But, yes, it does end. Oh, I forgot about the girl. So the girl is the Nicole Kidman in Days of Thunder, basically, where Tom Cruise gets in a wreck and he needs a doctor, and it turns out to be the most amazing-looking doctor you've ever seen.
Sure.
And, but she's got glasses on to show that she's not that amazing.
Of course. Right.
But she's not messing with these guys.
Does he ever say, take off your glasses?
actually intrigued by his philosophy background and everything like that. And so when he, and at the pinnacle, the best fight scene in movie history, he does rip out another throat.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Signature move.
It is time after a number of roundhouse kicks and uppercuts and just amazing punches. He does have to go with the finishing move.
Kills the guy.
Of pulling out the throat.
No, he's alive.
I've stood up.
He's missing a throat.
I've stood up and cheered twice in movie history. Once.
Rocky.
Django.
Death Star exploding.
No, not Django.
Max.
Jeez.
When Ivan Drago went down.
Okay.
When Rocky took
On
him down.
Rocky?
That was a big moment.
The other is when Dalton ripped out the throat at the end of the movie.
So
the guy deserved it.
So the guy falls face first into the pond.
That's a legitimate question.
Just as amazing-looking doctor runs up, because it's a love interest. They've absolutely spent a little time together, if you know what I'm saying. And now she is aghast.
He's holding a throat.
He turns around, he's holding like a some of those silly straws.
And he kind of has to do the let me explain why I just tore his throat out. But he was being held at gunpoint. He had no choice but to. So in closing, Roadhouse is the most ridiculous movie I've ever seen.
But now you get it.
But it's definitely an A++, and I would highly recommend that you rush to see it. It's on HBO Max, and you can see it for free right now. And if you're not watching The Stars and Sabres, you probably should.
Let's watch The Stars and Sabres tonight.
Heck yeah.
That's who's going to watch The Stars and Sabres.
Who is this? The Stars and the Sabres.
All right. Thank you very much to our special guests, Donovan and George.
Sightseeing is fun.
Sightseeing is fun.
You guys were on the same bill on our show. Like when we say special guest stars, Donovan Lewis and George Dunham.
Holly Krebs.
And Mariel Hemingway.
She was on the show?
You're damn right she was on the show.
Yeah, wireless success.
That's great.
And
don't
forget the
PFF Sam and Steve.
Sam and Steve
and
PFF.
James Dalton.
And James Dalton and Carrot Top. Dr. Carrot Top.
Oh, and Jack and Rashee Rice.
Oh, that's right. Jack and Rashee.
What a show.
Man, what a great show.
Stars are next. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I got to go, guys.
I'll see myself out.
Thanks, Lungbrush.